I think especially with a lot of people shifting to online tutoring for the first time, a lot of people were learning as they go. So being able to share those tips of this has worked really well, or I had issues doing this, it helps people to know what barriers they might face when they're trying to get online. I mainly did English. So my degree is English and linguistics, so that is my preferred area.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time speaking with tutors and finding out how they're using Twinkl and what is useful for them.
Welcome to the Qualified Tutor Podcast. I'm your host, Ludo Miller, and I'll be interviewing tutors and thought leaders from across the tutoring landscape to inspire, inform, and motivate you to become the best tutor you can be. The Qualified Tutor community is a safe and supportive space for tutors who love to learn and grow. We offer training, resources, ideas, and a chance to connect with like-minded tutors. If you'd like to continue the conversation, join our Qualified Tutor Community at www.qualifiedtutorcommunity.org or find it in the show notes.
So welcome to this, welcome listeners to this, our 63rd episode, I believe, of the Qualified Tutor Podcast, which always sounds so wonderful to hear, you know, kind of how many podcasts we've been through, how many people we've spoken to, how many conversations we've had. And today we're welcoming Beth Todd, who is a segment manager for private tutors at Twinkl. Now, I'm sure many of you will have heard of Twinkl. It's an amazing resource for tutors and teachers and educators across the world. Now, of course, Beth has spent a great deal of time working with students one-on-one as well as a private English tutor. And it is really this that makes Beth able to understand and kind of understand what resources students need and what resources tutors are lacking. So working with resource creators and tutors to build up a bank of the kind of resources that tutors really need to make their sessions so worthwhile. It's important for us to create an environment where tutors are willing to share their resources, kind of not guard them. And the impact of tutoring really reaches a whole new level when tutors collaborate. So the eventual goal is improving outcomes for all students, and platforms like Twinkl are going a long way to achieving this. Isn't that right, Beth? Welcome to the Qualified Tutor Podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I thought we'd dive right in. And last week we had the first of this new style of question that we're asking our guests in order to draw out a little bit about the reasons behind why they tutor, the reason behind why they work in the tutoring industry. So I'd like to start off with, Beth, what is your why as a tutor?
So I've always really enjoyed working with children, and I've had lots of experiences. I was a swimming teacher at one point, I've worked with children in lots of different ways. And throughout my time at university, I was working on some programs with the university, going into schools and doing interventions with students based around reading. And it was really great to see the difference that was making, and seeing that moment when something clicks for them. And it's that light bulb moment, really, that they've understood and they feel like they know what they're doing. So I think as a tutor, it's being able to see that constantly and working with those students, and it doesn't matter if they can't get it right, but seeing that progress, whether it's their confidence increasing or them getting the answer to that question, and really seeing that love of learning develop through the sessions that you have with them.
Yeah, no, we hear this a lot, that kind of, that the reason I got into tutoring was to see that light bulb moment. I love that idea. But also, it's funny, the more I think about it, the more I think, you know, maybe from the student side, the more that you tutor them and the more they see you enjoy the work that you do as a tutor, you know, the more that they get out of that, seeing that kind of reciprocal relationship work so positively. So absolutely, that's such a positive and such a kind of heartwarming reason to tutor is to work with and see that moment of clarity in a student's mind. So obviously, so you've been working as segment manager for private tutors at Twinkle since you were saying kind of since August last year, which was such a key time for online resources to be part of a tutor's toolbox. But tell us a little bit more. What does a segment manager for private tutors do?
So the role is really varied. So I spend a lot of time speaking with tutors and finding out how they're using Twinkle and what is useful for them. As you mentioned, there was a big shift last year with a lot more people going online and having to adapt how they were using resources. So it's really making sure they can find those resources they want. Twinkle's got so many resources on the website, and sometimes it might be something quite specific that you're looking for to work with that student. So helping to find those resources, just saving time so that tutors can focus on delivering those great quality sessions with great resources that their students will love, they'll love delivering, and they're able to find those resources quickly and easily.
Yeah, so how do you break down kind of resources on Twinkle?
So there's loads of different areas. Some of the resources are broken down by key stage or topic, or it can just be searched for. So if you're looking for something specific, you can search for that specific topic or type of question that you're looking for, and find exactly what it is that you're working on with that student.
Yeah, so I think it's a brilliant resource for tutors to access and to find out about. I know it's helped me many, many times with my tutoring and with the students I work with to create a good lesson plan, create a lesson plan that has depth to it and that's able to give the student several different ways of looking at a problem. So I guess off the back of that, I'd like to know what can websites like Twinkle offer to independent tutors?
I think one of the main things is it can save so much time. If you've got lots of students who are all working on different areas and different topics, you can spend a lot of time creating those resources and creating those lessons. And actually, it might already be there, so you can save the time on that. You can spend more time with your students than having to spend that time planning. And I think a key thing with tutoring online as well over the last year, or for people that have been doing it longer, is all of the resources are there ready to download. And if a student comes to you with something in a lesson that they're suddenly finding more difficult that you hadn't anticipated, you could really quickly log on, download another resource that might be something different to what you were planning to do in the first place. But you've got all of these resources there ready to go. So you can pivot on what you're doing really quickly to make sure you're meeting the needs of that student immediately and not having to wait until the next week to come back with something new. You can change what you're doing and you can just download something new and give that a try. Or if the method you're using isn't working for them, try something different, and all of these resources are there for you ready. You're not having to prepare lots of different resources for different eventualities. You can download what you need as and when you need it.
Yeah, I think it's that variety that makes Twinkle kind of such a powerful resource, isn't it? Just as you say there, that being able to target a student's different needs. So if one you know technique or style isn't working, I think that's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think every child that you work with will be so different. So just because something works for one child doesn't mean it will work for somebody else. So you've got everything you can try until you find something that works for them and something they understand and they can enjoy as well. There might be some certain activities that they really enjoy doing. So doing more of those will help them to love learning and help that information go in for them as well if they're enjoying it as they do it.
Yeah, no, so I've got two questions off the back of this. I'm going to try and store them both in your mind because I think that they're probably going to go out of my mind. So sorry, I'm putting the onus on you. But the first one is, so you can create your own library in Twinkle, can you, as a tutor? Can you kind of favorite or you can like the resources that work best for you and keep them in kind of a library to use again and again? Is that right?
You can download them. You can share them with students directly from the website as well through kind of planners. And you can save for later. There is a save for later function as well.
Okay, well, I think that's really important to kind of listeners now who are thinking of, who are, you know, about to go on to Twinkle, about to use resources, you know, can I have a save for later?
This summer, join us for the first ever Love Tutoring Festival, a celebration of tutoring in all its aspects. We invite you to bring all your experience and expertise to make this event the most exciting event to ever happen in the world of tutoring.
The festival, running from Monday the 28th of June to Friday the 2nd of July, is a rich and varied programme of free events, keynote presentations, workshops, live podcasts and practical demonstrations spread out over a whole week. And don't worry, everything will be recorded. So as long as you're enrolled, we'll give you access to any of the events that you miss later on. We're also offering a limited number of tickets for our famous CPD accredited workshops. If you purchase a ticket to any or all of these practical and engaging workshops, you'll also receive a certificate of completion after the event.
To register for the free pass and to grab your CPD tickets, go to qualifiedtutor.org/Love Tutoring Festival.
Yeah, okay. So we've talked a little bit about how tutors can make use of Twinkle, how what it's set up to do, what are kind of the objectives of having those resources on a all on one platform is to allow tutors to visualize and bring out different areas in different ways for different students and to constantly try new things, but always removing that preparation time, which so many tutors really struggle with is. You know, you might get paid for the hour of tutoring that you do with a student, but you know, either side of that, there might be an hour's preparation beforehand and half an hour's follow-up afterwards, and finally, you know, eventually your hourly rate gets kind of watered down. So being able to reduce that preparation time is so key. But moving from kind of preparation a little bit more towards kind of collaboration, how is Twinkle, how are we able to increase collaboration amongst kind of online tutors?
So we have a Facebook community. We've got a group that has lots of tutors in there, and it's a really supportive group of idea sharing and inspiration. And I think that's one of the key things is giving those ideas, giving that inspiration, because as a tutor, you might be working by yourself. And sometimes you've got all these great ideas, but you just don't know how to put it into practice or what to do with it. And being able to bounce ideas off other people is so helpful, and getting that support. If you have an idea, someone else saying, that sounds amazing, I'm going to try this as well. It's really great to have that and give tutors confidence in their ideas of actually this is going to work. I can try it out with these students and they'll love it, or seeing an idea that someone else has tried. I think especially with a lot of people shifting to online tutoring for the first time, a lot of people were learning as they go. So being able to share those tips of this has worked really well, or I had issues doing this, it helps people to know what barriers they might face when they're trying to get online or anything that might come up. They were already aware of that. We've also started running a virtual staff room session once a month, which is kind of a live session where tutors come and join us and have a conversation. And it's really nice to have that network and that networking opportunity to speak with other tutors and share those successes you've had and celebrate how well things have gone, but also ask questions and find out the experiences of others and get those tips, share those ideas, and really come together as a community.
Yeah. So has that been informing your role as segment manager then? Do you receive feedback then from the tutors who make use of Twinkle?
Yeah. So from getting feedback, improving that experience for them and having that community is something that is definitely something that was being looked for, and that people needed answers to things they weren't as sure of. There were lots of things happening, lots of things changing very quickly. And being able to have those people there to talk to and to answer questions is invaluable, really.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously something that we value very highly as well. You know, the qualified tutor community has grown and grown and grown, just as you say, really since tutors and many industries have moved online, you know, the power of that online community is really very strong. So it's great to see that, you know, you offer that as well, and that you're able to kind of bring tutors together in wider meetings and as you say, kind of live staff rooms, to give tutors that sense that they're being heard in real time, and that there are, you know, there are people on the other end of the line, really.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes even just as a tutor in the middle of a tutoring session, it can be tricky sometimes to know if the student is really listening to you. So getting that validation from other tutors is really powerful as well.
And I think having that space to share your successes as well. There's so many times where you're so excited that something has happened, and it might just be you sat alone celebrating that you know there's going to be other people that are going to celebrate that with you. They've had the same experiences, and having those people that share that pride that you have in what you're doing, and they understand that because they're doing the same.
Yeah, exactly. That shared learning experience as well is really powerful. Absolutely. Now, I think I've often wondered about this, you know, the vast number of resources that there are on Twinkl. What do you think are some of the best resources for online tutors on the platform?
So this is something that's really hard to pin down, like you said, when there's so many. But the Twinkl Go interactive games are absolutely great. So there's lots of different games on lots of different topics and areas. And whether there is a warm-up or at the end of the session, something to put in the middle, they can be used at any time. And the students love them. They're really interactive. Sound effects, lots of different things like that. So the games are always really good. And also some interactive PDFs. So it can be hard to think about, if you've got worksheets and resources, how can a student edit those when you're working online? But the interactive resources have changed that, so you can share it with them and things are a drop-down menu, or you can type straight into it, or there's tick boxes, which again saves a lot of time in converting what you might have had as a paper resource or digital resource into being able to be used online. It's instantly able to be edited and questions answered, which definitely saves a lot of time there. But any of the PowerPoints are so easy to use, and really great having those visuals there as well. If a student's working on paper, you've got that visual to support you. And then a nice little fun one is some virtual backgrounds as well. They can definitely liven up an online session, and especially if it's comprehension and you're reading about the rainforest, if you've got a nice rainforest background, it's really going to help to bring that to life and keep the students engaged in what they're learning and reading about as well.
Yeah, that's something I've been really impressed with by Twinkl, is there, you know, how quickly you've been able to roll out these really topical, really up-to-date things like, you know, virtual backgrounds, and which obviously some people kind of took a little longer to cotton onto the idea of, you know, creating your own virtual backgrounds. But you certainly had really, really fast, rapid action kind of, you know, content teams and creator teams. So that's I think that's really shown you up to be very, very much on the ball. It's time tutors had their own day. July the 2nd is World Tutors Day, a new global day celebrating tutors and the difference we make. Never before have tutors been as relied upon as this past year, in which tutors from all around the world have stepped in to support struggling students and parents. This is their chance to say thanks. There are lots of ways to get involved. Send your parents and students to worldtutorsday.org to leave a thank you note. Invite them to post a photo thanking you, the tutor, with the Thank Your Tutor hashtag. Or join the gratitude circles on the final day of the Love Tutoring Festival, when we'll be celebrating tutors and all we have to offer. July the 2nd is World Tutors Day. Yeah, so you know, that's really what tutors are looking for, aren't they? They're looking for assistance with their tutoring ability and their tutoring kind of techniques, especially as you said earlier, about so many tutors have had to deal with the move to online, and having somewhere that's been able to help every step of the way with resources and keeping sessions fun and interactive and engaging. I think it's a tricky question, you know, what are some of the best resources? Because there are so many good ones on Twinkle that, you know, you could have gone on forever with that question. So well done for keeping it to just kind of the best three or four. But I guess maybe you could give a little bit more insight into what we've just spoken about just there, about keeping sessions kind of fun and engaging. What are some of your top tips for how tutors can keep online sessions engaging?
So one of my personal favourite activities is any kind of treasure hunt or scavenger hunt. It could be linked to what you've been learning, or it could be something completely different. Going off and finding something with numbers on and bringing them back, or something that's bigger or smaller, something that does give a break from that screen time as well. So you can keep that learning going, you can keep it online, but be able to get out of your seat for a couple of minutes and then come back. But I think varying the different activities you use as well. So with it being online, there are so many things, as we mentioned earlier, you can pull up a resource that you might not have been planning on using, but actually doing that, using the different resources, putting a game in, keeping it fun, not just virtual backgrounds, but props as well. You might have different costumes or different resources on hand that you want to use. I know younger students in particular have enjoyed being taught by a soft toy, by a teddy bear or something that's come to accompany me. So just trying those different things. I think there's also, your resources are opened up. You've got everything online and everything in your home and their home as well. So it might be that they can use physical resources. If you're doing some descriptive writing, can they go and find their favourite toy and describe that? So there's loads of different things you can use, and I think just because it is online, you're not limited to what is online. You've got everything online, but also physically in your home and their home as well that you can use.
Yeah, I mean, you've almost got more, haven't you? Because you, exactly as you say, you know your own home, you know what kind of props you've got in your own home, and that's been, I think, really powerful. Is being able to make use of the fact that we are sitting at our desks, and you know, we are not in person with them, we're not being able to kind of feed off the energy of one another, the tutor and the student. So yeah, I think that's a really good kind of summary of some of the best ways of keeping things interesting online, which is obviously so much harder than doing it in person, which can sometimes be pretty hard anyway. So yeah, absolutely. That's a really good run through kind of some of those ways, because even now, even a kind of a year after we began our online sessions, you know, it's almost harder now to keep students interested, because they've gone back to school. So they're now having their primary teaching kind of in person. So it almost makes your job as the online tutor that much harder, because you have to over provide compared to what they're now getting back into. So it's really important for these resources and these tips to keep coming. And with that kind of little look ahead to the future, I guess it'd be great to know, for those people, for those of our listeners, for those of our community members, for all those tutors out there who love Twinkle and will continue to use it, what's coming next? What's on the roadmap for Twinkle in the coming, you know, into this summer and in the coming months?
There's always loads happening. There'll be lots more resources being added. But for tutors specifically, I would say our tutoring community is growing. So get involved in our Facebook group, come along to our virtual staff room events. It's a really great way to get involved and find out the updates as they happen as well. As things are happening, we're able to share that. And that's where we share all of our latest news.
Okay, great. So yeah, getting involved a bit more in the Twinkle tutoring community, that's excellent stuff. I'm sure that will just, as the number of tutors in that group grows, then the resources and the scope for collaboration will also increase greatly. So brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Beth, for for joining us there, for speaking kind of on behalf of what Twinkl are doing at the moment. Do you have any final tips for an online tutor today who's listening to this, who wants to get into Twinkl? Where's the best place to start on the Twinkl platform?
So when you join Twinkl, if you put your career type as a tutor, a button will appear at the top of your page to take you to our tutors page. It doesn't have every resource on there, but there's a selection of resources to take a look at and get a bit of inspiration of what Twinkl can offer for tutors.
Okay, brilliant. So there's the call to action. There's the next step for any tutor listening. And really, you know, the resources also, you know, we talked about tutors today, given, you know, the nature of this podcast, but of course there is the resources also massively or hugely available for teachers as well, and other educators, and not just those who consider themselves tutors. So that's really one of the strengths of the platform. But yes, I will be continuing to use Twinkl. It's something that I use very, very frequently if I'm stuck for time. But even if I'm not stuck for time, even if I've got time to prepare, it's great to be able to scan the platform for the best resources out there from the world of educators. You know, you've gained access to kind of the minds of thousands of other educators out there. So that's always very helpful for helping you to bring the best out of your sessions. But no, thank you very much, Beth. I hope you enjoyed discussing some of the things that you do.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And we'll see you all next time. Thank you. Bye then.
Thanks for listening to the Qualified Tutor Podcast, where tutors share their expertise to support the tutoring community. If you'd like to continue the conversation, join our Qualified Tutor Community at www.qualifiedtutorcommunity.org or find it in the show notes below. We exist to connect, share, and learn with you, because tutoring is a small job that makes a big difference.